You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Lillian Curry.
And I'm Jack Jostowski.
And
welcome to the space.
Welcome to our space. I hope everyone's having a fantastic week so far.
The weather here has been kind of dreary.
The weather here has been
especially
awful.
Today.
Awful. Actually, that's a lie. We had a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, it was so warm.
In the 60s.
High 60s. Nice. Very nice. Sunny.
Very nice.
Clear skies.
Yeah, lots of people.
And then Monday hit, and it was just, you know.
Less nice.
Getting hit by a car.
Yeah, very less nice. But at least there's no snow anymore. Knock on wood.
I hope. I just know that there's going to be one snowfall.
I'm happy
break.
With
there's
the
one.
With the high 50s, slightly rainy weather. Kind of more spring appropriate, but you know. All right. Anyway,
yeah,
welcome.
I don't know.
Anyway, welcome back. Today, here in space, we have our 1960s episode. If you weren't listening last week, or you were and totally forgot what our show's about, we are doing each episode by decade. So last week was the 50s, and we're back this week with a whole
plethora of songs,
a whole plethora
from the 60s, really.
Of 60s encompassing
some hits, some lesser known material,
some childhood favorites. Yeah, we're excited to dive in. So
up first, sitting on the dock of the bay.
This is actually the song that I moved into college with this year. Jack was there. He helped me move my stuff into my room this semester.
I was there. It was a
this song probably played 3 or 4 times during that lovely afternoon in January.
It did. It honestly did.
It honestly did. So here we go, sitting on the dock. At the Bay by Otis Redding. Enjoy.
Morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for. Look like nothing's gonna come my way, so I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. The same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. It's 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time.
I've always appreciated the end of that song, just because I'm a big whistler, and I don't think there's enough of us.
There's enough whistlers in the world.
I know LP, one of my favorite artists, who if you listen to my previous show, you know that I am obsessed with, has a great whistle, and so I've watched many YouTube compilations of like professional whistling.
Oh, it's very impressive.
It's
there was
highly
a
impressive.
I want to say it was Vice. did a documentary, and there's a competition in somewhere in the Midwest where all of these people from all of the world come and perform.
They're whistling. I honestly might have to look into that.
And it's very, it's unbelievable. I want to say the guy that was doing the whole, like, how can I become a good whistler article, mm-hmm. was trying to learn how to whistle one of Beethoven. It was some classical piece. I think it was Beethoven. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I remember it's so impressive. Some people can really let it wail.
Whistling was the one thing that I would get in trouble for in high school. Not that I was a great child by any means in high school, but I would walk down the hallways when there was no one there and whistle, and the dean would pop out of thin air and give me detention.
Just scream at you. The assistant football coach, while I was there, had the same thing. If you were whistling, he would just berate you.
Why would
you walk around and just mindlessly whistle?
Yeah, I've never understood. I've always thought it was like making music, you know, like you're hanging out, but some people don't like it. And I have a pretty loud whistle, to be fair, so, you know, we can't all be winners.
No, I have a loud snap. I'm a terrible whistler. You know who's a good whistler? It's Everett.
Everett. I'm sure Everett is a great whistler.
He's got the New York taxi whistle, mm-hmm. with the things in that.
No, like the with the fingers, classic, with the, yeah, fingers. With the fingers. I've never been able to get the finger whistle down. I can inhale whistle.
That's about it.
I
have like three notes. It's the same for if I sing. Yeah. My register, my range is about four whole steps. And anywhere in between there is what you're going to get, no matter what we're singing.
Yeah.
You're getting like D to A. That's it.
That's so unfortunate. Anyway, up next, a person who can sing more than four notes does have that mobility within his range, Mr. James Brown.
And the Famous Flames.
And the Famous Flames.
With It's a Man's Man's Man's, man's World.
It's a man's world. That's all. Enjoy.
black, with flowers and my love both never to come back. Thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
Oh my god.
Oi. Okay, a little bit of feedback there because the headphones are too loud. Welcome back.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm regaining my
That was piercing.
My bearings here.
All right. A lovely time. That was great.
Paint It Black by the Stones and it's a man's.
Man's world.
By James Brown and the Flaming Fan. We looked this up beforehand, I should say.
The Flaming
Flames? It
should
be noted.
Is it James Brown and the Flaming
Flames? Famous Flames.
Famous Flames. All right. So we wanted to discuss briefly, it's all over the news, everyone's talking about it, but the coronavirus at the moment seems to be rampant.
It's on the horizon, it seems like.
It's on the run. I'm sure many of you know that in college, often students take a semester abroad and they study in Italy and Paris and like
Germany
and Spain, like everywhere. And we recently heard that our friends in
Italy,
Florence, particularly in Italy, all have had their semesters canceled. As a precautionary step for the coronavirus management, which is just kind of wild, I think, because I personally, and I believe like Jack personally as well, like we feel kind of separated from the virus just because
I don't know what happened to my voice there.
We're not in Europe. And also, like, the exposure that we've had to it has been through news outlets as well as, like, social media and, like, memes. It's been no personal connection. It's kind of been, like, a funny thing.
It's just not our
problem. Ebola joke that kind of came out of the entire, like, Ebola situation a while ago. And, like, now we have these coronavirus TikToks and, like, Instagram, Twitter meme, like, whatever. But it's kind of sad and scary for our friends who have to come back.
It also really sucks for them.
It's not as if they can re-enroll in classes currently this semester at Lafayette, which puts them a semester behind their peers in their graduating class, which just is really tough. And I can't imagine.
And they I understand Lafayette making that decision.
Or whoever's in charge of making
Byerly, that decision. Assume, is probably a heavy hand in it. Just because if it gets any worse, how are they getting back, you know?
Exactly. How are they getting back? And, you know, in case airports have to be locked down or whatever's going to happen, like, it's a good thing. But it does mean they're going to have to spend a little extra time at college. Which is, you know, a blessing for us. We get to hang out with them more. We get
an extra semester.
But yeah.
I mean, if they just weren't engineers, they could have gone away next year, and it hopefully wouldn't be a problem.
That's a fact. But yeah, we're thinking about all the people who are having their lives affected and who are scared in the eyes of this not so fun virus that's everywhere right now. So. You know, just
it's a really, 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 really dark turn. The whole show, this whole space just got real dark.
But like, you know, reach out to your family. Just keep everyone in your heart, and you know, everyone's gonna be fine. It'll all be good. It's fine. Were you Googling face masks today and sustainable finance? Was that you?
We were looking at the face mask market in terms of investment opportunities. And what we found out is that there's a global shortage. Of face masks currently. So,
oh, wow. So,
you know, I don't know if anybody's ever played the game Fallout, but, you know, the idea that bottle caps are going to become our currency once we all, you know, society fails. You know, it's actually going to be face masks, it turns out, you know, because nobody has any.
On that uplifting note.
On that very positive note about our future.
On that very positive note about our future. What are we listening to next, Jack?
I've Just Seen a Face.
By the Beatles. Okay, this is one of Lillian's all-time favorite Beatles songs. If you know me, you know that. Again, something that I play, like, too much. Jack rolled his eyes at me. But it's okay. I really like it.
I didn't roll my eyes. I'm not going to say I rolled my eyes.
Okay. Anyway, here we go. This is I've Just Seen a Face by the Beatles. Feel free to sing along. Okay, bye.
I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. I have never known the like of this. I've been alone, and I have missed things and kept out of sight. But other girls were never quite like this. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, like, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings. And I rise the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without a dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
All right, so that was I've Just Seen a Face by the Beatles.
And Daydream Believer by the Monkees.
By the Monkees. Two fantastic groups.
Both great songs.
Both
honestly,
great songs. I haven't listened to the Monkees in a long time. Probably not since I listened to them on CDs with my dad as a kid. But they're great.
It's been a long time since I've listened to the Monkees. The Monkees were same thing with the Cars.
The Cars.
There was
yeah.
there was a phase in middle school with the Monkees and the Cars.
Yeah.
And
the Monkees and the Cars, you know.
And after that, it just kind of same thing. The Beatles were. I was a huge, huge Beatles fanatic as an elementary school child. It was Elvis. It started out as Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
Then it moved to the Beatles.
I think I started with the Beach Boys and then moved to.
Then very briefly, there was this stint. There's a band called Dawes, which is a modern kind of more like pop rock band. They were there for like a year as like just top dogs. Mm-hmm. And then Cars, Monkees. Then high school. John Mayer was senior year. Yeah, after senior year. Believe it or not.
It's hard to believe.
As someone who plays so much John Mayer.
John Mayer's number one fan over here, Jack Chelstowski, but I'm sure I'll buy it. Anyway, so, Jack, what are you doing tonight?
Thank you for asking. At 7:30, an hour from now, I have an illustrious evolutionary game theory exam.
Oh, that's
with Robert Root.
That's going to be a fun time.
And Party 120.
I've never understood professors who feel the need to give their test outside of the class period.
It completely threw me for a loop for the exclusive reason that going into the weekend before Friday's class, in my mind, I had an exam for econometrics this morning, and I had, you know, just like any other class ever, an exam during my class period on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I'm like, perfect.
However. No.
He's like, oh, just a reminder, it's on Tuesday.
Tuesday night.
At 7:30 p.m.
I will never...
silver lining, I don't have any class on Friday now.
No one asked, but I'm happy.
That's the silver lining, though. Which he thinks is worth 2 hours of my time on a Tuesday night.
I mean, you'll crush the test, I'm sure. And then...
Just not a chance.
You'll get to take Friday off. You can do your laundry.
Well, you know what I will be doing on Friday, from 1 to 3, is going to the Fernon Atrium to send off our Greek life advisor of 6 years who resigned this past week, Dan Ayala.
Yes. Yes.
That's where I'll be from 1 to 3.
Is this Friday his last day? The 28th?
It's his last day. I think his last working day will probably be... It's probably already happened. Mm-hmm. Basically from I know that the transition has been made to Vanessa Pearson. Very lovely woman taking over for Dan, but the best wishes to him, I guess.
Best wishes. Where's he going again? Montgomery.
It'll come to me. It'll come to me. But it's a promotion and it's good for him. Mm-hmm. He deserves it.
Anyway, moving right along. Up next in our space, we are going to welcome
Duke Ellington and John Coltrane. In a sentimental mood.
Another fantastic bop.
But first, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Jack Jelstowski, and
I'm Lillian Curry.
And this is our space.
This is our space.
With Duke Ellington and John Coltrane. Coltrane.
Enjoy.
This song is so good.
All right. So that second song was Heard It Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye.
Love that song.
Love that song. A classic. Yeah. What a lovely...
Marvin Gaye was a huge Fairfield thing.
Oh, really?
For this exclusive reason. No. Well, obviously, like, he was a big guy. Yeah. But for like our generation, I don't know. I heard a lot of Marvin Gaye around Fairfield. But it was the lacrosse team's like walkout song was Ain't No Mountain.
High Enough.
Yeah. Yeah, so I heard that song a couple times.
That's a great song. So Jack and I are in sustainable finance class together twice a week at 2:45. And I have to be honest, it is...
One of the most unbearable classes I've ever taken in my entire life. Like, unequivocally, the worst. It's so dry. I've taken classes with so many dry professors, like teachers, anything.
This is one of the worst in that department.
The thing that I hate the most about Swidler's class, not hate, because it's not that I hate it, but I passionately dislike, is that he's, you know, an older man. That's no problem, but he insists on using so much technology in the classroom.
Yeah, and he isn't but he doesn't know how to use qualified it. To use this
He has
technology.
No idea what he's doing.
Yeah, so for example, today we had two guest speakers for the class, and little did we know that they weren't going to be in person. They were going to Skype call into the lecture. And once again, so our teacher walks in with this giant, like, AI-looking Alexa kind of robot.
Stick. It looked like a it looked like if you just took like the shell off of an Alexa and then put like a water the bottom cap. Of a water bottle
yeah.
underneath it. Yeah. It was some
and it, a yeah. giant speaker on the top. It was unclear like what was happening, and then he proceeded.
It kind of looked like HAL in a way. Yeah. It had a very HAL from 2001: A Space Time Odyssey vibe.
I completely agree. However, he then proceeded to spend the next 30 minutes of our hour and 30 minutes long class setting up the Alexa HAL robot.
Not setting up. Setting up the microphone.
The microphone.
Very specifically. The call was open, and we could hear them.
The two visiting, air quote, visiting speakers, guest speakers, were on the screen, and we could hear them, but they couldn't hear us. So, yeah, we got to, like, sit around awkwardly for 30 minutes until Jack here decided to bravely go try and help. And of course,
I think I did get it working.
I think you did get it working, but of course, the second that Jack stands up to go and help, the tech guy that Swidler had emailed to come and help us showed up. So then it was like an awkward shuffle in the front of the room where Jack was sitting next to the computer, and then the teacher was sitting next to him, and then the tech guy was trying to, like, get in between Jack and the teacher, and Jack didn't really know what to do with his body, so he just came and sat down again. And then 10 minutes later, we had the sound working. And then we proceeded... Then we sat through a lecture that we'd already heard before, pretty much verbatim.
Our entire semester up to this point was put together in about 16 to 20 slides that were presented to us today in about 45 minutes.
Yeah, so there was absolutely 0 point.
Which should put into perspective the entire trajectory of this class.
Yes.
That it was two people took 45 minutes to explain what we've done in 5 weeks. The Giving Tree lesson...
We also have played Truth. Well, no, what's it called?
Deal or No Deal
in this class for an hour before. I'm telling you, I sit there. Furious.
Sustainable finance. I don't know what the sustainable finance we're doing is yet. I risk management. I guess is all we have.
ESG or whatever, environmental, social.
It matters.
Governance.
It matters. I know what it is.
But where does the finance portion of the sustainable finance class come into play? Is my question.
It doesn't. Clearly.
Or
it's on the way. We do have a big quiz on Thursday.
A big quiz on what, Jack?
Well, something that we learned in the 45-minute lecture we had today.
Yeah. The quiz on Thursday is on the guest speakers that we had today in class. So I'll let you know. I really, like...
I don't know what the...
We'll see, man. What is the
summer
final?
Multiple choice?
Final the second week of...
I don't even know how you make multiple choice questions out of
March.
What he's been doing.
Anyway...
Exam at the end of, yeah, exam's like March 26th.
Yeah.
We started school January 27th.
Something.
I think. That was our first class.
I've already had exams in most of my other classes, and if I haven't, then I'm having them by Thursday. And this exam is for another, like, 3 weeks. So what on earth is going to be on it? Anyway, what music should we play now, Jack?
I think Riders on the Storm.
Oh, okay. Let's just... The prereq for this song is that we're just going to play it a little bit as we continue talking.
So my mom is a huge fan of The Doors. So I've heard the song several times. Now there's two versions of it. There's a radio edit that's 4 minutes. And there's this version that's 7.
And this version
has... And the 4 minute version doesn't exist on Spotify. So...
This is
Riders on the Storm by The Doors.
With a couple of rain sounds stuck in there for a few minutes.
It's too much of a lull. There's like a 2.5 minute lull.
Just play like this.
It is. This is for 2 minutes. It's great. It's a great. I love the whole version of the song.
I think it's a really cool intro. Also, I think it's definitely to be appreciated, which is why we're not just skipping through. Okay, we'll be back. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. Out alone, riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die.
Your man, yeah.
You make me feel like a natural woman. Aww. What a song.
Thanks, man. You too.
I was just saying, I've heard this song in Easton, Pennsylvania more than I've heard it anywhere else in America.
Really?
It plays in every storefront.
Every bar.
Every time I go to the Easton Public Market, every time I go to Downtown Dog, every time I go to...
How often have you been to Downtown Dog,
like,
Jack?
Like, three times.
That's kind of embarrassing.
I go with my dad, so you can call it as embarrassing as you'd like.
I mean...
I enjoy it quite a bit.
Hot dogs are actually my second favorite food, so I get it. I just haven't had the best experience as a Downtown Dog. Maybe that's just me. When I order from there, I feel more comfortable eating it. But when I'm in the little, like, whole restaurant and I see who's cooking...
You should try Toby's Cup and
see how that goes. Is Toby's Cup open only open in the summer? Or?
No, it's open in the winter. Greg Jenkins and I went and we got four hot dogs with sauerkraut and... No, we actually didn't even get coffee. It's cash only.
Of course.
But for $10, we got like four hot dogs with like everything you could possibly put on them.
Sounds like Grace Papaya. If you know Grace Papaya.
No.
That's my version of Toby's Cup. It's way better.
Well, Toby's Cup is in Pennsylvania.
Shout out to New York City. Shout out to Grace Papaya. Or Papaya King. Get a small papaya juice, two hot dogs. Delish. 10 out of 10 recommend. $4.
$4. That's actually...
It's pretty good. And the papaya juice is really good.
Well, the thing about Downtown Dog that the reason I know about it is because they're open until 4 in the morning on weekends. And you can order 5 hot dogs for $5. Now, if you, you know...
That's dangerous information to be divulging to me.
Are an economist, you might think that perhaps some people might have had too much fun throughout the night and might need something to calm down the fun at the end of the night. Mm-hmm. So if you were to sit outside of some establishments on the hill, I'm sure if you charge $2, you could double your money very quickly.
I think that that's very valid. I think that...
Just saying, little business opportunity.
$2, you could double your profit.
Also, if Downtown Dog is listening, I mean, I don't know why you haven't been up here.
Hire us to consult for you. We got you.
Please. There are so many business opportunities up here.
$14 an hour. We'll consult financially for you. And please... Please hire us. Anyway.
Well, we only have 8 minutes, but we have 3 songs. How are we going to do this?
We'll just do my typical music ADD style.
Beautiful.
All right. So what song are we going to start with, Jack?
Red House. Jimi Hendrix.
All right. Unnecessary.
A great song.
For the 60s episode. Jimi Hendrix. Jimmy, oh boy. Jimmy. All right.
Thank you. at the view. While all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wildcat did growl.
So that was just Red House by Jimi Hendrix and Along the Watchtower by Bob Dylan.
Two token 60s artists necessary for this episode this week. You have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio from Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Lillian Curry.
I am Jack Chelstowski.
And thank you for coming to our space. The last song that we will be playing is...
My Way by Frank Sinatra.
So have a lovely week. We will see you same time, same place in this space with the 1970s.
It's only getting better.
It's only getting better.
Wait till
you
hit the 80s.
Wait till the 2010s. That's when we really pick things up. All right. Bye, guys. Have a great week.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets I've had a few, but then again too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption.